Welcome to episode 11 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. It was interesting to hear your thoughts after last week's show, in which myself and Matt were talking about the wonders of DSLR video. Now, I know that links to that show have been posted all around the net in the last 7 days, and if you're listening to this week's show as a result of that, then welcome on board. It's back to stills photography this week, and another journey with me in the car on the way back from a shoot. They say you should never work with animals or children. Well, this time around, I'm talking to you about what was involved when I was asked to photograph both kids and adults on board a big red bus. With a confined space, sticky pizza and messy paint, it could well have been a recipe for disaster, but in the event, we all had a great time. So here we go then, welcome one and all to The Active Photographer, episode 11. It's just after 4:15 and I'm stuck in traffic. It's not a bad afternoon. I've just finished a shoot with one of my long-standing clients. And as always, I want to give you guys a little bit of background as to what I've been up to for the last few hours. So my day started off pretty quietly, taking care of a bit of paperwork and taking care of a few emails and that sort of thing, making sure that my directions were correct for this afternoon. Checked out my brief to make sure that when I turned up at the shoot, everything was in order and I knew the sort of pictures that I wanted to be getting. So today's shoot was, says, a long-standing client who is a housing association and a housing development corporate. Now, they do a lot of work with communities, the communities that are built up in their houses and surrounding areas. So what they wanted me for today was to document this big red bus initiative that they have, which is an occasion where they invite people from these houses to come with their kids onto the bus and take part in some activities. So we had mask painting, and we had computer games that were being played. There was also giant Jenga for the adults and the kids to play. There was also a community support officer who came along so the kids could have a look at her car and have a chat with her, so that was really good. The pictures themselves are going to be used for, in the first instance, they're going to be used for a newsletter which is going out almost immediately. So once I'm back at the office in probably in about half an hour now, I will switch on my computers and I will pick out a couple of particular shots of, it was actually a group shot that we did at some point during the last few hours. It shows the kids of varying ages, from I suppose sort of 8-9 year olds up to teenagers, and the parents and some of the representatives from the my client's company. So those pictures, a couple of those, are going to be emailed straight across once I've just processed them, and those are going to go straight into the newsletter. If not prepared this evening, then they will be certainly prepared tomorrow morning, and that'll be brilliant. So the actual pictures that I took were, I gotta say, I've had a really good, as I always do, but especially with this one, had a really good time. The pictures themselves were a mix of what you might call atmospheric or ambient pictures. So details of, for example, where the kids were doing this face mask painting. They were detailed shots of the masks themselves, the pots of paint, maybe kids' hands sort of applying the paint, that sort of thing. In the most part, they weren't at all posed. In the most part, I was using the natural light because that part of the activity was actually upstairs in this double-decker bus. So you imagine that the bus has got all these windows down both sides, so there's plenty of light. So that was really nice. The other shots were posed sort of 2, 3, 4 kids at a time, or individuals with, you know, they also had pizza. They bought pizza and snacks and things, so they were sort of posing with that. The sort of pictures that just showed that they were having a good time, they were taking part and what have you. Now, the start of the day, or rather the start of my afternoon as I headed off, and this would have been around about 12:30 this afternoon, it was kind of lightly raining, so I kind of had expected that it was going to be pretty fair weather. So I had my down jacket, because it wasn't particularly warm, but then in the back of my car I had waterproof boots, just in case we had to go out to a field or something like that. I also had my waterproof coat, and as usual my equipment itself was stored in one of my Pelly cases, which, as a lot of you all know, Pelly cases are waterproof, dustproof, they're, you know, pretty sort of firm, steady cases. Now, as I was driving along, the rain started to get a bit heavier and heavier, and it suddenly dawned on me that one of the things I often do is, in the boot of my car, whenever I'm doing any sort of social or sort of photography that involves kids or groups of people, I often have a number of really brightly coloured, like golf umbrellas in the boot of the car. So if the weather is, you know, really quite mucky, but I still want to get shots of people outdoors and having a good time, what have you, these umbrellas, especially by the time you use a bit of flash to lighten the pictures up, the umbrellas just jump with brightness. You know, they're really, really colourful. It occurred to me as I was driving along that I did not have these umbrellas in the boot of my car, which is not surprising really, because as you all know from what I've said in the last, I forget if it was last week's or the week before's episode, I've recently moved house, so things are not where they should be, and some of those things were my umbrellas. Anyway, in the event, didn't need them, because the closer I got to the location, which was a cul-de-sac where the bus was parked up, and it was obviously the community where the people live, it started to get brighter, the rain stopped, and in fact didn't need the umbrellas anyway, didn't need my waterproof clothes, because it dried up. So that was really good, and as I was just about to drive away, the sun finally broke through as well. In terms of technical considerations, like I say, the shots upstairs in the bus were just natural light. At one point it got a little bit darker, so I used some bounced flash from my SB800 Nikon flash gun. The roof, the inside of the roof itself, was actually covered in sort of grey material, so wasn't ideal for bouncing light off, but there was enough that it made a noticeable difference, and the grey was a pretty neutral colour. If the walls or if the ceiling had been, say, pink or orange, then if I bounced the light off those, I would have expected to have had some sort of a colour cast, which I'd then have to take out in post-production. In the event, most of the shots were natural light, and I was shooting somewhere in the region of ISO 800 to 1000, something like that. The pictures downstairs on the lower level of the bus, because the windows were all boarded up there, and because it was a pretty low ceiling, I was actually shooting almost exclusively with flash, again bounced off the roof immediately above my head. there was a section where the kids were playing, I think it was PlayStation, they were playing a football game. Now, there was a bit of lighting in that area anyway, as well as the screens. You had some like LED colourful lights and some just ambient spotlights that were there. And of course, I'm always wanting to record some atmosphere. I wouldn't want the flash to totally take over the shot. So by putting up the ISO, slowing the shutter down maybe, in any of these ways, I'm able to record more of the ambient light. So on this occasion, let's say I was shooting at ISO, I don't know, 400, because I was using flash and I wanted to rate the ISO lower. As I typically do, the camera was set to either shutter priority or a manual setting. So on this occasion, it was a manual setting, and I had between a 30th and a 40th of a second, which allowed the ambient light to come through, and just a little bit of flash just to light the kids and the people that were sat playing the computer games. Now, that is all very well, but of course there's only a certain distance that the flash will throw into the picture. So how do you get around that? Well, in the situation that I found myself, most of the action was going on pretty close to me. So by opening up the shutter, having a slightly longer shutter speed, the background took care of itself. So that was okay. What can I tell you about the other events that were there? Oh, there was a guess the number of sweets in the jar competition. That was always good. So we did shots, first of all, of the kids filling out some details on a piece of paper, having a guess at how many sweets were there. And then to follow up that, we went outside almost at the very end of the shoot, and the kids were sort of all huddled around, and the final number of sweets was revealed. And so that was just more sort of general publicity shots. You know, we often get asked as photographers to do sort of, people often refer to handshake shots. You know, you've probably seen the picture, sort of pictures where you'll get, I don't know, the Lord Mayor of a city stood there grinning with some sort of local executive or something, straight to camera, shaking hands, maybe holding an award or something like that. Those sort of pictures they're okay, they're functional, they do the job, but they're never totally natural just by default, because you're saying to people, stand there, smile at the camera, and I'm going to take these pictures, and it won't take a moment. Now, with these shots, when the results or the final number was revealed about the sweets, I didn't ask anyone to pose. I didn't put any kids in any particular positions within the frame. The man who was, sort of taking care of all of this, at this point, we didn't talk directly to say, where do you want me to stand? It was all just totally natural. So you then get, you know, the really nice natural expressions of the kids when, as it turned out, the final number was something like 468 or something sweets. They probably all put 200 or 1,000 or something like that. So they were really surprised, and it was nice to record those expressions. The pictures involving the police officer were about the most posed that any of the pictures were. It's one of those things where the kids always want to get in the police car and they say, can we have a look at the siren, or can we listen to that, can we have a look at the lights going, can we, you know, sit in the seats and all this sort of thing. That's all very well, and we did shots like that, again, all sort of unposed, which was really nice. But then we also did just literally probably about five pictures which were posed. So we had three girls, one boy, and this lady officer who was very obliging, just in front of the car, And I'm actually in conversation, we're having a chat afterwards, and I'm going to be sending a copy of the picture to her just for her to have a look at, which is going to be nice. So it was a real kind of mix of natural light pictures, which are really nice. If any of you have looked at my website, for example, you will see occasions where I have worked with clients where children are involved. So it might be a school, or even if it's adults, people sort of engaged in activities or team building, events, anything like that. Invariably, if I can, where at all possible, I'll use natural light. I'll be either fairly close up, engaging with them to get some quite intimate, involved shots, so you feel that you're right there in the frame, or I will step back and I will be taking sort of candid grab shots. In terms of lens choice today, because a lot of what I was doing, there wasn't physically the space to be standing back and shooting long lens stuff, I was shooting on my 24-85. That lens is equipped with a macro function, so when I was doing, as I said, close-up pictures of pots of paint, or there were some branded sort of giveaway gifts, things like pens or, sort of things like that. Close-up pictures like that, those were all shot on the macro function at something like 85 millimetres. And then for the other perspective, what I wanted to do is I wanted to stand further back just to get more of the surroundings in of the bus. Now, because it was a confined space, there wasn't room for my typical choice, which is the 80 to 200 telephoto. So what I was doing was I was shooting on my 10 to, I think it's a 10 to 20, or 10 to 24, I forget now, 10 to 20, I think, Sigma lens, which is really nice because it's super wide. One thing to be aware of, because it's one of the older DX format lenses, and the camera that I shoot on is, or was shooting on today, was an FX format camera, you do get some cropping, but even so, it was really wide, really nice. The main consideration you have to bear in mind with that is when you're working closer up with people, so you're maybe doing heads and shoulders, or if you're sort of almost at, say, table level and people are drawing or painting or doing what have you, you have to be careful. And it's even the same, having said that, with wider shots with groups. If you're not careful, because the lens is so wide, you end up getting people looking as though they're sort of almost standing at a 45 degree angle, even though they might be standing absolutely straight upright. So I had to be aware of that. But even so, it's a nice quick lens, it's nice and sharp, and the pictures were really nice, so I'm really happy. So as I sit here, I'm just going through town, and the sky is absolutely grey now. I will be lucky to get back to the office before it rains, I think. It's now, where are we? Almost 20 to 5, so the rush hour is getting going. I'm actually looking forward to sitting down, looking at these pictures, because they're by default of the fact we had paint and we had, a big red bus and all this sort of thing, kids dressed up in colourful clothes, there is going to be loads of colour, and those pictures are going to be lovely to edit. And also, what does make a difference is, sometimes I'll work with clients and we get on really well, we have a good time, and it's run of the mill work, but I take the pictures, I have a chat, and I supply the work, and I'm happy with the work, and the client's happy, and that's brilliant. And then we'll catch up after the shoot, and we'll follow up in the weeks that follow. But on occasion, you get something like today, where, I'll be honest, I was looking forward to doing today's shoot because it was a good client and I've got a really good rapport with them. But because of the house move that we've had, I've still got stuff that needs doing for that. So I could really have done with being in the office all day, just getting things sorted, and I've got lots coming up in the rest of the week, so that would have been handy. But as I say, today I have really enjoyed myself. It's been really good to be involved with this client again because I haven't seen them for a few weeks. The kids were really obliging. They loved having their pitch taken, loads of colour. The setup was simple. Even the travel, you know, a lot of people, yeah, we don't say a lot about the fact that we have to travel to and from jobs, and whether that's a couple of hours, a full day, whatever, you know, we still have to travel. Even the travel hasn't been bad today. It's all just been really nice. So on the basis that I get back before the rains come and it doesn't sort of put a slight damper on the end of proceedings, I'm looking forward now to getting back to the office, putting the kettle on, and I reckon I've got somewhere in the region of probably about 350, 400 pictures to edit down, and they will then, as I've already said, that a couple of the pictures are going to be emailed off straight to the client so that they can get on with putting them in the newsletter, ready to go out sort of tomorrow morning. Another one or two pictures are going to go to this police officer, so that'll be good. But then, as with the usual procedure, this client likes to have their pictures supplied on disk, so all the high-res pictures will be, rather than supplied online, they will now be burnt onto a disk. They will not make it in today's post, so I will probably put in a few hours in the office this evening, get those together, and then they can go out in tomorrow's post, and yeah, they can be getting on with the rest of their activities and the rest of their promotional stuff by the end of the week. So all in all, a really good day.
Over the weekend, I wrote a post about that shoot on my blog, and a link is in the show notes, and it will take you straight there. Of course, you can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, remember I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. My Facebook page is Giles Babbage Photography. Or, of course, you can send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I shall speak to you all very soon.